Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Coast Guard found wreckage from a helicopter near Kodiak Island yesterday and was searching last night for its pilot, recently resigned healthcare executive 52-year-old Andy Tuber of Kodiak. Alaska Public Media reports that a flight record shows Tuber's helicopter left Merrill Field in Anchorage after 2 yesterday afternoon. The Coast Guard says Tuber was the only person on board. Tuber resigned last week as chairman and president of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and also from the University of Alaska Board of Regents. Tuber gave no reason for his resignations, but the Anchorage Daily News reports that Tuber's 27-year-old former executive assistant accused him of abusive treatment and coerced sex. Tuber described the relationship as consensual in an email to the paper Monday. Tuber's helicopter was last seen northeast of Kodiak. A family member told the Coast Guard Tuber intended to fly to the island yesterday afternoon. The state announced another 2 Alaska resident COVID-19 deaths yesterday. The Department of Health and Social Services identifies the new virus fatalities as an Anchorage woman over 80 and a Wasilla man in his 60s who died while out of state. The new fatalities were both confirmed through death certificate reviews. 299 Alaskans are now known to have died from COVID-19. The DHSS also announced 124 new Alaska resident COVID-19 cases, including 39 in Anchorage, 25 in Wasilla, and 10 in Fairbanks. Other interior region cases included 2 in North Pole and 1 in Tok. There were also 35 new non-resident cases statewide, all seafood workers in the Aleutians. The Mat-Su region continues to have the state's highest new case rate at over 36 per 100,000 people. There were 6 new hospitalizations reported Monday, with a total of 26 people in Alaska hospitals being treated for confirmed or suspected COVID infections. 6 patients were on ventilators. Statewide, more than 104,000 people have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. A big component of Alaska's number one vaccination status nationally is tribal health corporations. In the interior, the Tinana Chiefs Conference provides health care for 42 villages across the region. And after weeks of successful vaccine distribution to rural communities, TCC is turning its attention to people who live in Fairbanks, including teachers and school staff. KUAC's Robin reports.
Since middle December, more than 10,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered by Tinana Chiefs pharmacists, pharmacy aides, health aides, nurses, and doctors. Most of those went to 5,500 Indian Health Service clients in Yukon, Koyukuk, and Tinana River villages, but many went to non-native village residents. Pharmacy Director Daniel Nelson says the Health Corporation's policy was that any village resident over the age of 16 should get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine to help keep the whole community immune to COVID-19. Then in February, the Alaska Native nonprofit opened vaccinations to its 12,500 clients who live in Fairbanks. By the end of the month, non-Native household members of clients and non-Native TCC employees were encouraged to make appointments. Leona Long of Tinana Chiefs Conference says TCC is responsible for more than 4% of all of the COVID-19 vaccine administered in Alaska. Part of the reason is that tribes are receiving an additional allotment of vaccine from the federal government, and part of the reason is the existing vaccine distribution network that's in place for more routine vaccines for diseases like polio and tetanus. Now, TCC is offering vaccinations to employees of the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District as a community service. Last Friday, the school district received a call from TCC's Deputy Director of Clinical Services stating they would like to offer vaccine appointments to any of the 1,500 staff members and 900 teachers in the district, Native or non-Native, who haven't already received a shot from the state. TCC's Natasha Singh says the strategy helps everyone.
We figure getting the vaccines to the school district will help keep the numbers down. And if we can keep our children safe, we do that by keeping our teachers safe.
School district employees can call 451-6682, extension 3601, to schedule their appointment. The state is keeping track of Alaska's very successful tribal and public health vaccinations. As of Tuesday, there are more than 157,000 people who have received at least one dose and more than 100,000 people fully vaccinated. And there's a third stream of vaccine in Alaska coming through the Department of Defense for soldiers, airmen, and veterans. However, the military is not sharing the numbers of how many service members have been vaccinated. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
An Elim man is charged with sexually assaulting two people at a party in Fairbanks. Alaska State Troopers report that 24-year-old Tony Takak is charged with one count of first-degree sexual assault and two counts of second-degree sexual assault. Troopers say both assaults occurred during a February 1st party at a Fairbanks hotel where multiple college-age students were consuming alcohol and marijuana. Troopers say Takak was arrested March 1st following an investigation and jailed at Fairbanks Correctional Center. A scam is targeting family members of missing people across the country, including in Alaska. Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Austin McDaniel says scammers are searching social media posts to find relatives of missing persons.
Locate phone numbers or names associated with missing persons, and they've been texting or contacting the phone numbers that are listed and claiming that they have that missing person or demanding ransom.
A trooper press release warning Alaskans about the scam says the caller claims the missing person was kidnapped and is now sick and demands money for their safe return.
There have been multiple instances occurring within the state of Alaska, and we hope that Alaskans will become aware of this type of scam occurring.
There are numerous active missing persons cases in Alaska, and McDaniel stresses that anyone contacted and asked to pay money for the return of a missing family member should not respond, but instead reach out to the law enforcement agency handling their case.
Additionally, they can email the information to akcic@alaska.gov. Forward that communication you had with the scammers over to that email address, and they'll also look into it.
McDaniel would not say whether any Alaskans have lost any money as a result of the missing persons scam. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will reconsider its decision denying a permit for the proposed Pebble Mine. Alaska Public Media reports that the agency has accepted an appeal application from the Pebble Limited Partnership. The Army Corps says the application is sufficient to begin an administrative appeal. The Corps decided in November that Pebble's plan to mitigate the environmental damage was inadequate and that the project doesn't serve the public. The open-pit gold mine upstream of Bristol Bay would be among the largest in the world. The agency rejected an appeal from the state of Alaska. The state has no standing to appeal because it's not the permit applicant, the Corps said. Governor Mike Dunleavy says the state should be able to appeal because the mine would be important to the state's economy and would be built on state land. I'm Dan Bross.